Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reminder here on WEEI Afternoons, Big Johnson and Little Heart will be talking to Cole Strange about that very topic, Drake May's leadership and what he's doing in his second season as the Patriots starting quarterback. That was Mike Vrabel from SiriusXM NFL talking about Drake May and his evolution. And we play that because Drake May was one of the topics of the day down at the training camp fields in Foxborough.
As he often is.
As he should be.
Yeah.
He's the quarterback. He's the most important person in the franchise right now.
He was number one on my list of you can't get hurt while number two is currently hurt.
Yeah, that is true. They lost their best player yesterday. A little update on Christian Gonzalez. He was out there.
Yep.
So, and Jordan Schultz, who I don't think is affiliated anymore, but used to be with Fox Sports.
Yeah.
Says it will not affect, reported on Twitter that it will not affect Gonzalez's availability for week one
okay.
of the regular season. So take that for what it's worth. He was out there, so I know he can still walk.
Right.
And he did have one of those sleeves on his leg. So they do that for blood flow and whatever, recovery, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, Drake May. Did he have a good day or a bad day down at Gillette Stadium?
He seemed to have a very meh day.
I think meh would be good. And you put it into numbers, which a lot of people know. I don't do the numbers. I don't do play-by-play. I watch, and
yeah.
I see how many plays you make, how many
That's
plays you
I'm
miss.
Here.
Right. So 11 on 11, you took these numbers. Do you have a source on these that you would like
This is Mark Daniels.
Mark Daniels.
Yep.
My guy, Mark Daniels. He had Drake May as 7 for 14 in 11 on 11. You know what they call that?
500.
50% passer.
Yeah.
You know what they call that in the year 2025?
Bad.
Abysmal.
Yeah.
1947, when the ball was a rugby ball, that was good numbers right there. 7
Absolutely.
Of 14.
Yeah.
Not anymore, my
when
friend.
When you're averaging, you know, 2.5 yards
yep.
per pass.
You could shot put the ball 2 yards and it got there. We were great. Okay. Drake May in 7-on-7. 3 of 8. I know it's not as easy a number, but I can tell you that's less than 50%.
37.5, somewhere around
I'll
there.
Take your word for it. Drake May was very meh today. Also, so were some of his receivers. He threw a beautiful sideline back shoulder throw to Kyle Williams. You know what he did with it?
Drop it.
Yes, he did.
All right.
Dropped it. So
this is going great so far.
That's mixed in with the incompletions.
Yeah.
But the thing that concerned me and has been something that has been a, I guess, a mild growing concern. You know I love Drake May.
Yeah.
I think he is physically gifted. I think that play he made that everybody saw on social media on Saturday to Pop Douglas is what he is at his best and what he can do that not a lot of people on the planet can do. Roll right, back foot, boom, just flick the ball 55, 60 yards right into the receiver's hands. That's special stuff right there.
Right, yeah.
Special.
Power and accuracy, scrambling near the sideline, that kind of stuff. That
awesome.
Is where that's one of the biggest elements of his game where the people who want to do pie in the sky comparison to Josh Allen, that's something that Allen, statistically speaking, does better than anybody in the game, is throw within a couple yards of the sideline and make those kind of completions.
Right.
So if he has any element of that, absolutely love that.
The problem is, I don't believe that wins in the National Football League. It can
not
win a game.
Not if that's only what you're doing.
Correct. You win in the National Football League with the simple stuff, the easy stuff, the 5 yard out, the little corner route in the red zone. When a guy is open, you know what you need to do?
Hit him.
Hit him.
Yeah, quickly.
And Drake May struggled a little bit in that today. There was a, I think it was Hunter Henry in the red zone. They did a lot of red zone work early. It was like 2-on-2s, and it was 7-on-7, then it was 11-on-11, and they did it in the red zone. And Hunter Henry, I believe, was the tight end who broke on just a little out, little corner, And back corner, he's open. He's open by a yard and a half. Good separation. Drake May missed him by probably 3 yards in the other direction. You can't do that.
No.
That is football math. That 7 just became 3. And now when you lose the game by 3 points, it's because you missed that throw. He had a corner route to, I believe, Kyle Williams' right side, trying to sort of drop it over his shoulder into the bucket. Kyle Williams is behind the defensive back. I won't say it's a super easy throw, but it's an NFL throw.
Right.
I need my starting quarterback to make it. Drake May overthrows him and immediately did the hands on his head like, I just effed that up. I can't do that. And I've had this growing concern going back to last year. When he rolls out and he's on the move, he's more accurate and he's a better passer, more zip, more touch, more everything than when he's just standing in the pocket as a traditional pocket passer. For whatever reason, there was a quick out in the goal line. And it was a catch, I think, to DeMario Douglas, but he had to go down and get it at his ankles, and it kind of faded away from him. It was not a good throw.
Yeah.
And somebody I was with was like, couldn't that ball have been up a little bit in a little better position? I go, yeah, and if he was rolling out, I bet it would have been. But
yeah,
because he was flat-footed in the pocket, he's just not as good a pocket passer.
And he knows it, too. I cited the number yesterday. He was 4th in the NFL in scramble attempts last year, despite only playing in 13 games. Like, he had, you know, full-time starting quarterbacks around him on that list. So I think it's to the point where either he knows it or it's just a knee-jerk reaction. Get out of the pocket as soon as you can. And
yep,
so it just seems to kind of be baked into the pie with his game. And I would add to that that when you're in Josh McDaniels' offense, that's an even bigger issue. I was reading in the Globe this morning talking about how McDaniels is showing highlight tape from the glory days of Brady operating his offense to try to teach these guys on the fly, this is how we're going to operate it. So not to say that he's going to run out the exact same offense like we talked about,
nope,
but there are going to be certain pillars that are going to stay the same. And those quick passes, moving the offense quickly, just, you know, moving the sticks, that's going to be hopefully a bigger part of this offense. And if he can't do that, then that's already kind of a mismatch between what's going to get called and what's going to get executed.
And I don't care who you think the great quarterbacks are in the NFL right now, whether it's Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, those guys.
Yeah.
Joe Burrow, a little bit different beast, and he has two elite receivers that sort of carry that game in a certain direction. But those other three guys I mentioned, they can make the crazy throws. Roll out, you said it, Josh Allen. Oh, my God, is he on the sideline? Patrick Mahomes does that. Sideline, delay.
Yeah,
is he going out of bounds? Throw back across.
It's part of the modern quarterback.
It's also not why they win.
Right.
You know why Patrick Mahomes wins a lot?
Because he throws it right over the middle to Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce
10 times
runs
a game.
Down,
yeah,
does a head fake. He's in zone. He settles, and he hits him right in the hands. He gets a little run after catch, and boom, we move the sticks.
Right.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Same thing with Lamar Jackson. Mark Andrews, his tight end, middle of the field, making plays, like quick throws, different things like that. Same thing with Josh Allen. For years it was, well, Josh Allen can hit you on the 35-yard over, but sometimes he gives up the 5-yard crosser to do that or misses the 5-yard. You can't miss those. You have to hit those throws to win consistently
right. In
the NFL, and that's where I thought today in particular Drake May was lacking. And I'm not, again, it was one practice. Anybody who wants to push back for the wrongheadedness from 2 to 6 here on WEEI Afternoons, it was one practice. Might be two practices. I unfortunately wasn't there on Saturday. There were questions about his accuracy from a lot of people on Saturday that the wow throw overshadowed some missed easy throws. And I do think that is what will decide what Drake May is going to be as a quarterback in the NFL. The offensive line is one thing, the people around him, but he can't control that. He can control, does he become a better pocket passer? Does he not miss the 5 yard out, the 6 yards, the 8 yards, the crosser, the ones that he's going to have to hit to? Who's the best receiver on this team? Everybody has said it. The most proven best receiver heading into the season is who?
Stephon Diggs.
Okay, that was not the answer I was looking for, but that's a good answer.
Proven receiver?
Yeah, Hunter Henry. Because I still think Stephon Diggs. Hunter Henry's going to be an option for you, but when he's open, hit him. Because he's not going to make 800 game-changing plays.
Right.
You need to take the ones where he did beat his guy, ran a great route, maybe did a subtle push-off, got to the outside, hit him in the hands, take the 7 yards, first down, we move forward. So to utilize Hunter Henry, he needs to be accurate.
Right.
I actually would argue that he also needs to be accurate to utilize his next two best weapons, Stephon Diggs and Demario Douglas.
Yeah, no question.
A lot of their throws are going to be within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Well, yeah, because Pop's your slot receiver, and Diggs, though he was seventh in receptions at the time that he got hurt for the Texans last year, was not anywhere close, as far as I know, in terms of receiving yards. It was much more of a truncated, like, get off the line and catch the ball kind of thing, allowing for Nico Collins and everybody else to open up. So, especially given the offensive line issues that we've talked about ad nauseum, you're not really going to have a choice other than getting the ball out quickly if you want to remain in the pocket.
Correct.
This year.
And Ted and I have talked about this. Ted Johnson will join us here at 3 o'clock on WEEI Afternoons. We think the best throw Drake May has is the deep ball down the right sideline. Mm-hmm. So if you ask me, if the deep ball down the right sideline can make an NFL career, will Drake May be good? Absolutely.
Right.
He's going to be a star. If you ask me, will throwing on the run across your body 30 yards over the middle of the field make you a star? Can Drake May be a star? Absolutely. If hitting every 5 yard out that you need to hit with the game on the line to move the chains or in the red zone is what decides if you're an NFL star, can I guarantee you Drake May is going to be an NFL star? After today's practice, I can't say yes.
Right.
Because I think that is the weakness in his game.
And of those three, that's the one you simply have to have mastered in order to have staying power in this league.
And this is where I'm interested in Ted's opinion on this, I also think it should be theoretically the quote-unquote easiest thing to get. Like, if you're Tom Brady, or if you're whoever, and I tell you what I need you to do is roll right, there's going to be a linebacker chasing you, he's pretty fast, and then I need you to plant that back foot, throw across the field, kind of fling it sidearm to be able to get enough velocity on it and hit the receiver who's crossing, I don't think a lot of people can do that.
No.
But I can tell.
The degree of difficulty is out of control there.
But I feel like I should be able to coach up the guy who can do that to stand in the pocket, plant his feet, use proper mechanics, and deliver an accurate ball. Accuracy, I think, can be greatly improved upon, more so than athleticism, velocity, all of those things. So this is not a negative. This is just a non-linear development update, I think I'll call it, to appease you people. Non-linear developmental update on Drake May.
Still not something I said.
Easy throw accuracy is his biggest issue to work on.
He's got to show that he's comfortable sitting in the pocket. He's got to show that he's comfortable with the potential that you're going to sit in the pocket, somebody's going to blow by your young offensive lineman, and you're going to get cracked.
Here's where I join the excuse train, though.
Okay.
How can he show he's...
We boarding that, Stiz?
How can he show he's comfortable standing in the pocket?
How?
When there is no pocket and no one in their right mind would ever be comfortable behind this offensive line. That's part of the equation.
It's not unreasonable to bring that up.
It's easy for me to say, you guys stay in the pocket. It's easy for Josh McDaniels to say that. You know who it's hard on?
Drake May.
10. Because there are big, large, fast, mean men. Keon White. Have you seen that guy?
Big guy.
He's preaching violence.
Yeah.
Milton Williams is preaching violence.
Even your boy Gibbons was preaching violence yesterday.
So it's easy for you to say, stand in the pocket, they won't hit you. Yeah, easy for you to say. So I think there's something to be said that his accuracy might also improve as his protection improves and he's more comfortable just standing there surveying the field rather than thinking 1 second, 2 second, oh my God, this is never going to last. I got to get the hell out of here.
Well, because how many games at the NFL level has he played behind a good offensive line?
Zero.
So how many games has he had to work on his accuracy behind a good offensive line?
Yeah, but he's not going to get to it. It's going to be at least year three before he gets to play a game behind a good offensive line.
Well, then we might have to take our lumps in terms of what we expect from him year two versus year one. If that's going to be the case in front of him this year, and based on your observations, that certainly seems to be the case.
It's practice. They're learning. Overreact much? Now, which was the overreaction? When I said he made a great throw to Demario Douglas and everybody went icky baluki on social media on Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Or saying he missed easy wide open throws today? Which is the overreaction?
I don't know. Which fits the narrative of the texture at the moment?
Yeah, 603. You'll have to answer that. 617-779-7937. If you want to join into the conversation via phone or text, we are reacting to Patriots practice today. We're reacting to Tom Curran calling us out as a show for being wrong-headed radio here 2 to 6 on WEEI. But up next, we need to react to a very strange Red Sox game.
Ugh.
I'm not going to lie to you. I fell asleep. There was a 90-minute rain delay. Who has rain delays in between the first half and the second half of the ninth inning? Who does that? Jordan Hicks, did he get screwed? Did the Red Sox get screwed? We all get screwed because the Red Sox lost. We'll react to it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.